Yeah, the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're talking with Jeff in Canada. You know, I was just thinking over the break, Jeff, we used to do foster care. And we had a little boy who came here. And you talk about, you know, how parents are fearful and all that, giving him medicine for, oh, you got a runny nose, quick. We had a little boy here. He was about a year old. And the lady who had, was his foster mom before us was running this kid to the doctor every week for some little, you know, stupid, crazy thing. This little kid was on medicine all the time. And the kid was so hooked on this stuff that when you would bring it to him, he would just like pop right up.
Oh, dear.
He was like, oh, man, give me my fix.
Oh, dear.
And it's like, man, what are you doing? And one day we went out of the stuff and didn't get it in time. And there was nothing wrong with him. Not a darn thing was wrong with this kid. He was healthy as an ox. give me my medicine quick. And you've got all this craziness, and everybody's run inside. Nobody comes outside, and when they do look out, they'll peek out their window to make sure it's safe.
Well, we've gone from the television age. I mean, my parents heavily regulated television viewing. We were just talking about it in the chat earlier. And it's amazing, you know, that the generation in the 40s that grew up during this, I guess, the late 60s, 70s and stuff like that really got into television. And I guess even in the 80s, that generation got sucked into MTV and everything else. And then
right.
It went from that to computers to PC, which is even more isolating. So now we have kids sitting and talking in chat rooms in their bedrooms, never going out for 9 hours to take a shower.
and you have pseudo friends and think that you have a life.
Exactly. You know, welcome to my world. Hey, Mike, stop that.
But I mean, it's true. I mean, they just don't want to do anything.
Well, exactly. And they're fear based, and they never know when they're going to get a terror drill or a urine sample thrust at them.
Right. And the parents are just as bad. I mean, it's like. Can you help me with this? Not now, I'm watching Idol. Come back in an hour.
Exactly. And daddy needs quality time. Mummy needs quality time. They always have these buzzwords and this psychobabble. 20% of the population is on psychotropics, like myself. So they can't park straight. They can't argue or think straight with you. That's why you're having crazy conversations with people in the grocery store. Don't bother, Mike. You're just wasting your breath.
They're diagnosing kids like 9 and 11 years old as being bipolar, and they're medicating them.
Yeah.
Up 400% in the last 15 years.
It's a scam. I know it. I knew it when they put me on these meds. That's why I'm trying to get off them now. But it's just a way to, you know, it's like you said, feeding the beast, you know, and Lee's been talking about it.
Stop smoking the herbs.
Stop taking the drugs that these guys are selling. That's one way to put a little dent in their little money-making operation. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah,
but
really,
you know, look at
that.
All these kids. They're on virus Gardasil and all these poor children, Mike.
They're giving hepatitis shots to kids 4 and 5 months old.
Really,
now, how damn ridiculous is that?
It really makes me burn up mad when I see what we're doing to our children. And you know, this guy that they keep floating on television, what's this child pedophile that they keep showing on television, this face?
Was that the one who allegedly killed JonBenet Ramsey? What's his name? Mark something?
No, this is a chap that found a video in the desert, and they realized there was a girl in the sick movie that was being. So now they're after this guy, some Snipes guy or Charles guy. I don't know what his name is. I don't really care. But, I mean, look, there are pedophiles in Washington, D.C. There's a federal attorney, like you said, a couple of weeks ago, sitting in a cell somewhere right now who tried to strangle himself because he wanted to have sex with a 5-year-old girl.
They just busted a guy in Miami who worked for CBS Television. He got busted in a sting operation because he thought he was going to go have sex with an 11-year-old girl, and that as payment for that, dad was going to get Dolphins tickets.
Oh my god! I want to throw up. This is a satanic world. But I'm sure Christians will call in and tell you all is well and peace is upon us.
Well, George Bush is going to veto it. He's a fine Christian man.
Well,
Jeff, thanks for the call.
Wait, Mike, take a break.
Hold on, we got to go to a break. Just a second. Stay right there. Let's talk for just a minute after the break. Back in just a minute. This is the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Back here on the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network, the program also being simulcast on the TruthNet Radio Network. Hello to everyone there and here listening, and to everybody listening on micro-broadcast, low-power FM stations all across the country. Howdy to you folks, and to those of you running these micros, hats off to you and much appreciation. Also want to say hello to everybody listening on KU Satellite. Thank you so much for your support of the program and your nightly listenership. I appreciate it so very greatly. Back to Jeff. Final thought there. Jeff, lay it on us.
Quick question. The AIPAC thing versus the veto, I mean, I really just don't think that Bush is going to approve the veto at all or veto this thing, because he's got too much pressure from the Christian right on this and AIPAC and the ADL to go through. He's going to be a team player on that. But I wanted to ask you a question. Don't you think that the reason why hate bill crime legislation was the movement, the peace movement, the activists were sort of slow to get into this this last round, because they're suffering from burnout from the amnesty bill and everything else? They're just so tired of calling and calling and calling and calling, and they don't listen to the American public, and they try to attach these bills, you know, onto other things.
The thing is you've got this whole group of folks in centered in the religious right, where these people in the past, and maybe it is fatigue, maybe it is burnout. Whether just sitting back, I see it as more because it's the leadership of these groups that are doing nothing, not even talking about it. That's where Ted saw the problem is that there was a deafening silence from these people regarding the issue. Like, just only one little alert and nothing saying, you know, this is critical. We need to do something now. This stuff is going up for a vote. You need to get on the phone.
I've got a solution for you then, Mike. First of all, you know that I do a lot of phone calling to radio stations
right.
when I'm not calling TNR. And the only reason I call you at TNR is because, A, you listen to me, and B, at the end of the day after calling talk radio stations all day, you know, it's a refreshing to talk to somebody that's talking the truth because I'm really
right.
fighting out there. But
sure.
here's one solution for you for your listeners. Instead of us calling Congress and calling our senators, because we really know that's it's effective, but it's ineffective to a certain degree, I think we should start calling these big, huge churches out there and ringing their phone lines and talking to these pastors, caller after caller after caller after caller. And they'll start waking up. They'll realize that, hey, you know, there's people out there that really know what's going on. We're not, you know, especially these pastors, these leaders. And they can hide behind voicemail, and they can hide behind their email all they want. But I swear to God, if 50 people or 30 people a day called these guys, they'd start feeling the heat a little bit from us.
The problem is, Jeff, especially here in the United States, and I'm assuming it's the same thing up in Canada, they're not going to buck their denomination. They're going to go right down the line with everything that they're told, and whatever the doctrine or the dogma of that particular denomination is, that's
yeah.
what they're going to follow. I mean, it's a filter down effect, and if the big guy upstairs at the denomination office doesn't tell me it's okay, I'm not saying it.
Wow.
And that's the problem, and that's where we're at, because I mean there's nobody with we're a nation without cojones, Jeff. I'm sorry, but that's the problem.
Have a good night, Mike. Thanks. I'll listen to the show.
And you too. Thanks. Mark in Wisconsin, welcome to the program, sir. Thanks for waiting.
Good evening. How are you, Mr. Chambers?
Madder than hell.
Oh, I'm mad, too. I think people need to realize what this hate crimes legislation means to America. It means the end of the First Amendment. And, you know, they passed these same hate crimes laws in Russia before they started chopping people's heads off.
Sure. That way you can't protest or say anything about it, because then you're evil.
That's right. That's right. People need to, before they go to bed tonight, think about where they're going to draw the line. The federal government has declared war on its citizens. That is what has happened. And people need to realize that.
You know, on my afternoon show today, I was talking about the fact that the Founding Fathers went to war against England. Why? Because of a lack of representation, and they were being taxed to fund wars everywhere else. It was an undue burden on them, and here they were in the colonies, and they had no representation back in Parliament or with the king, and they finally decided to do something. And Mark, we're exactly at the same point. We've told our Congress, get us out of Iraq. What do they just do? What do they do? They keep signing the checks.
Right, right.
And we come to these same type of issues where the bulk of the people in this country are good, level-headed conservative people. We agree on 95%. Of things, and most people believe in free speech and all of that. Nobody wants some guy because they're a homosexual to have the crap beat out of him or be killed or be sodomized with something. We don't want that. Nobody wants that. But to come in and try to, you know, and to put these types of legislation in when it's not necessary, when there's laws already on the books, it goes against what we as Americans have grown up with. But the problem is, Mark, is we're all sitting around here like neutered dogs trying to figure out what to do with ourselves.
That's right. That's right. And what are you going to do? Give a guy lifetimes two? Come
exactly.
on!
Yeah. Well,
this
we're going to give
ridiculous.
You 24 lifetime sentences.
This
oh,
is
well,
ridiculous.
Thanks.
They have erected these laws so they can shut us up. This has nothing to
sure.
do with protecting homosexuals.
No.
They've got, like you said, they've got plenty of laws on the books. They can do anything they want to a criminal. Anything.
Right. And they can even do anything to you now if you're innocent. Hey, just get pulled over the side of the road. I talked with a guy earlier today. Had a busted headlight, was taking a trip to Phoenix, I think from Vegas. And the time that he left his home to the time he got to Phoenix, he'd been pulled over 7 times. One guy, he's out there in the desert. It's freaking cold. He's sticking his hands in his pocket and crossing his arms to stay warm. The cop pulled the gun on him multiple times.
Oh,
and we put up with this crap.
I don't know.
We stand around and watch as cops, the security guard in a junior high school sets and nearly breaks a kid's arm, and then they arrest the kid who took the video of it as a witness. And this is what we deem as fine and upstanding and right and moral, and people, you know, nobody, why didn't the teacher step in? Why didn't somebody, you know, stop this kind of crap from going on?
That's right.
I mean, it's just a culmination of everything, and this free speech thing is just the last of it. I mean, we have fed this beast and fed this beast. They rob us, and we continue to pay them and thank them for the pleasure.
Right, right. We fund the tyranny. We're actually funding the tyranny. People need to think seriously about doing what Ed Brown's doing. Stop paying all your goddamn taxes. This is incredible. They are using our own resources against us.
Exactly. And we're just sitting here smiling.
That's right. Just sitting here waiting for the next tax.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to continue to fund, we're going to continue to fund it and to support it, and yet at the same time say that we don't support it, then it's empty words until we say, hey, you're cut off.
Well, I'm sorry. We can talk all we want, but we do support it if we continue paying these
bastards. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah. I took the words right out of your mouth. I mean, that's the thing. That's it in a nutshell. And this is where we're at. And people, it's go time. It's time to stop sitting around talking about it. We've done all the research we need to do. We know that what these people are like. We know where they're from. And now we found out from the work Josh Reeves has done that you got a bunch of these guys on the religious right playing like they've got their own little Bilderberg group.
Well, they do. You know, I think I can't prove this, but the religious leaders at the top are just as corrupt as the politicians. They're all on the same team. I mean, it took hundreds of years for the NWO to organize this, but they have.
Exactly. Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts, absolutely. That old adage remains just as valid today as it was the first time it was uttered.
That's right. And how can you have Christian conservative leaders let something like this happen? What does that tell you? There's another agenda afoot here.
Exactly. And here's the thing, Mark, is when Bush signs this thing into law, because he can't veto this thing.
He's not going to veto it.
No,
Mike.
because they've got to go back and redo this whole defense appropriations bill because there's no pocket veto thing.
He's not going to veto it.
Of course he's not. He's going to sign it and say what a great thing it is in the war on terror, and the hate crimes legislation is not going to be mentioned, but yet you're going to start having people pulled off the street because they say something at a rally that's averse to a homosexual, or they're standing out in front of an abortion clinic saying abortion's wrong, and boom, people are going to start going to jail, and everybody's going to, well, that's right, you stepped out of the way there. You can have free speech, but don't say nothing about it to anybody.
Right, right. You can have free speech in your home.
Yeah, speak there.
Oh, my gosh.
Holler and scream there, but not at your wife. We're coming to get you.
It's just crazy. I mean, when we were kids, you know, we read George Orwell's 1984, and here it is. It turns out that it was just a blueprint.
I remember reading this book, Mark. It was kind of like an early spring day. I'm out laying in the grass on the front lawn of my mom and dad's house. Sun's shining, it's a warm day, and I'm reading about Winston Smith in this book, and I'm thinking, there is no way in the world this will ever happen in this country.
That's what I thought when I read it.
Yeah, I'm sitting here 25, 26 years later thinking, oh my God, it is here. And every day, more and more pieces of this whole thing fall together, and then you sit and talk to people. Well, I think the conservatives are the greatest thing in the world. No, it's the liberals. Sitting here fussing and fighting over the same thing when the things these people have promised to take care of and have done, we've been sitting and talking about the same things like Social Security, Medicare, the lockbox, and all this kind of crap since I was a boy at 9 or 10.
Right.
And it never ends. It's the same thing. They don't aim to do anything.
Well, I'm at the point right now, Mike, we need a plan. We can't continue to react to this stuff. We need them to react to us. And it doesn't matter what the cost is, because we can look back at history and see what they do to populations after they get this kind of control, this despotic control.
Yep.
They always murder the citizenry.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Mark. Thanks. Back in just a minute. This is the Midnight Rider here on RBN.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
To the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and back to the phone we go. John in New York, welcome to the program, sir.
Yes, how are you doing?
Pretty good.
I sent you an email a few minutes ago. Hopefully you got it. It was talking about all the speeches before World War II from the different countries, and I just come upon it by accident. And I started looking at it, and there's a lot of several speeches in there sound very familiar with some of the things we're doing now. You know, how to get along with other people and things like that. I can't remember the terminology right now, but you'll find it pretty interesting. Because speeches from Hitler, some of the speeches sounds like something that Bush would be saying now.
Right.
And some of the things from Goebbels, some of the things from the BBC area all sound like things that Bush would be saying. You were talking about, am I coming across okay?
You're coming across just fine.
Okay, I hear a lot of buzzing every once in a while. Why doesn't somebody do something? Well, if you do something to one cop, you better be ready to go to war to your death, because they come in gangs, and
right.
So you have to plan what you're going to do. It might be better to be like an equalizer and take names, badges, and pictures and things like that and build up a dossier of that. And then in bad times, people would just disappear and with no record. That might be better than on the spot kind of thing, you know. And I'm sorry that that might come down to that. The other thing is everybody should be out there doing a full tilt boogie, buying ammo for guns they don't even have. Even if you're not going to have a gun, go out and buy 22s at Walmart, for instance, 550 rounds for $9 or something. I don't work for them or anything, but the cheapest stuff you can do out there, and shotgun shells. You can also make your own expedient firearms when things get bad out of pipe for the 22 and for the 12-gauge stuff, so that then you use it as like a butter knife to go out get a bigger knife. And if you need a little help on the FM, if you don't get a hold of the one person, I could also call in on Monday if you want.
I'm going to pick a night, and I may even do a roundtable kind of discussion. Matter of fact, John, email me your phone number.
Okay.
And because there's one other person I'm interested in as well as possibly have it on, who's kind of an old hand at this as well.
Mm-hmm.
And just guys from different parts of the country just talking about, you know, how they do it and that type of thing. I think that'd be fun.
You might want to, everybody out there might want to look up and find a pamphlet on leaderless resistance, information on the White Rose. That was a group of people that did resistance. They're German. That did German resistance during the Germany War. Go out at night and sneak about and put up signs everywhere. You know, if you can't have your free speech, you're worried about somebody looking at your shoulder, there's nothing wrong with signs popping up everywhere.
Right.
You find an old piece of plywood from an old construction site in the dumpster. You paint it up real nice and white with good paint. And you put a nice wordage on in there and put some nice heavy nails into it and make it so it's hard as heck to get off the pole.
Right.
And put it up high enough, you know, sneak a little small ladder and get it up high enough so they'd have to, you just can't get it from the ground. So it makes them a little effort. And then if like 20 of those show up every night once a week or something like that someplace, it's a good way to get information out. So we have to do everything underground. And the thing is maybe start going out in groups, but you can't really... They're waiting for you. Come around a bend, and they're all there, the jackbutted thugs. And payback's going to have to be on your terms, not theirs, because if you do on their terms, they're all ready for you.
Well, that's exactly right, and it's time that we start changing the terms.
It's gang warfare, and you have to know how to deal with the different gangs.
Exactly, and the problem is...
It's yes or mass when you get in front of them, and then later on you can... You know.
That's very much true.
It's kind of like in the old army. I've heard, you know, you hear stories, and I saw it once, where somebody didn't take a shower, for instance, and they just did the soap in the pillowcases and stuff like that, and smacked them all in the middle of the night, and then ran off.
Yeah, I played the old game called Hit the Sack.
And you know, if the bad guys are wearing masks, you know, what's that tell you?
Right.
You know, you're dealing with an evil criminal, and the only way to go after an evil criminal is sometimes you have to be almost as bad as them.
Well, that's very true.
Yeah.
That's very true.
Make
John,
them think. Talk to you later.
Please
I'll
please
email
send me
you.
Your number. We'll get this all put together.
Tell the day, make sure you got it.
Yeah, excellent.
Thanks,
excellent.
Bye.
Yeah, you're welcome. And, John's one of these guys operating a micro. And we have to start changing the terms of all of this and how things work and operate. And again, you know, I'm still sitting here, thinking, as long as we continue to feed the beast and fund it and for all intents and purposes support it, even though we just play this game that goes on, and that's the only way you bring it down is you cut it off. Otherwise you need massive people in the streets, walk into the Capitol, walk into their state capitals, walk into Washington and saying, okay, you ain't leaving. Sorry, this ain't happening. Not going to happen anymore. You're not doing anything. Uh-uh. We've drawn the line. This is it. You don't leave. This stuff has just finally set me off. We're going to come back after the break. We're going to talk to Warren in Canada, plus you if you'd like. At 800-313-9443. That is 800-313-9443. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Midnight Rider.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Is the number if you want to join us here on the Republic Broadcasting Network tonight on the Midnight Rider. Let's go back to the telephone. Warren in Canada, you are on the program. Thanks for patiently waiting, sir.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, how are you tonight?
Hi. Do you ever read any articles on antiwar.com?
From time to time I do. I just happen to stumble across a few every now and then.
Yeah, well, Ron Paul wrote an article on there And you wrote lots of articles. I'm not sure, but he's probably got three or four at least. But he wrote one article on there. And I guess you didn't read it, eh?
Is it on there now?
Oh yeah.
Okay. No, I'm not seeing it yet today.
Anyway, basically he says the neocons, you know the neocons, right?
Right.
They're basically communists. He doesn't come out and say it directly, but he says they stuttered under Strauss and the University of Chicago and their Trotskyites. He more or less said they were communists.
Yeah, William Crystal's dad, Bill Crystal's dad, was a known Trotskyite, was a buddy with Trotsky.
No, I'm not surprised at all, you know.
But they cloak themselves in goodness and sound like, you know, that they're all for freedom and the Constitution and liberty. But in the end, they're all about enslavement.
Yeah, they're about power. They're about bending you to their will.
Yeah.
But it's kind of funny because you guys sort of fought communism since 1947. And I'd say communism is really stronger, although you have a lot of good rights that Canada doesn't have. Communism is a lot strong. Well, your president is a bloody communist. Is stronger than the United States than in Canada. We're just a bunch of wimps.
I think we all are. I think that's part of the problem is we just stopped paying attention, stopped caring. And now that you know, now they've done so much to us.
Well, they took over the media.
And Warren Dan Rathers filed a lawsuit for $70 million against Viacom and CBS. And in that lawsuit, he charges undue influence from the government in the reporting of news.
Yeah, well, anything you get from mainstream media, like that Dan Rathers story. The first thing you're going to ask yourself is, what are they doing? Like, it's poison, because even if you think you're not being brainwashed by following their stuff, you are being brainwashed. Like, you won't figure it out for maybe two or three more years later, but you'll say, hey, man, I was being led down a rabbit hole, you know?
Yeah, it's all incremental, and before you realize it, you're the frog in the pot, and you're cooked.
Well, I just think the communists have slowly taken over. That's they seized control of the media, and that's how they did it mainly.
There's no difference in it. It's all about the totalitarianism, and you've got these guys that want to rule. They crave the power. No is not a response that they like, and the ends justify the means. And for them to maintain power and to have their agenda met, they don't care what they have to do. They'll kill all of us. They don't care.
Well, it all goes back, believe it or not, to the French Revolution. I think the communists, like I have no proof whatsoever, but I think the communists kind of engineered that thing.
It's very possible. I mean, you know, you know, these people have been at this an awful long time. And they're very patient. They've tried to get hold of this country and in the banking system. They tried from the inception of the country. Finally got hold of it in 1913. And since 1913, this country, while it's had periods of perceived prosperity, we find now that the game's been afoot all along. And we're here now where they're about ready to crash both this country and Canada.
Well, I think the game was afoot with Lincoln myself.
Very likely, yeah.
Like, didn't Lincoln want to put out... Like, Lincoln was a dirty guy. Like, I don't like Lincoln. But didn't he at one point try to get the... Like, they create money. The basic means of creating money is charging interest. And they make money on the interest. Didn't Lincoln try and take that over and shortly after...
Well, he did. He did. He did. They printed greenbacks. Lincoln originally had gone to the bankers to get loans to fund the war, and they wanted to charge him like 30% and 40% interest, and he said, to heck with that, I'll just print my own.
Yeah.
And he did.
and he got shot.
But he got shot, exactly.
He was a scumbag. Oh, Kennedy got shot, too, and he was a good guy. But I don't think Lincoln was such a good guy as John F. Kennedy was.
I think Kennedy was probably most likely shot because he was getting ready to disband the CIA and was probably going to can the Federal Reserve. I mean, they were already printing U.S. Treasury notes as opposed to Federal Reserve notes.
Yeah, that came up. But he was also going to cast the CIA into the wind, you know, the dust.
Oh, yeah. It was all fixing to go bye-bye. Warren, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Thanks for listening to the program.
Okay, then.
You have a good night. We at some point in time as a people are going to have to decide what we're going to do. And this starts with individuals. It starts with you. It starts with me. And us deciding, are we going to be free? Or are we going to allow ourselves just to be played like, you know, more and more like Pavlov's dog as we run through this stupid maze and different little obstacles are presented to us and they watch how we react and with sadistic glee as they throw us another cookie here and another cookie there and we respond and we bite. And it's nothing but total bread and circuses to entertain and keep our minds totally distracted. I mean, shoot, now you've got some little peeing match between Rush Limbaugh and Harry Reid over the fact that Rush Limbaugh called some soldiers phony soldiers. And now they're each, you know, juking and jiving. Oh, come on my show or come talk to me in person. It's like nonsense. But that's what captivates everybody. Everybody loves a train wreck. So that's why we have Britney Spears on television every night. It's major news that she's lost her kids. And the kids have been given to another individual as equally unable to care for them as her. And we're just going to sit there and we're going to watch it. Oh, I'm still worried about Brittany. What's wrong with her? I hope she gets rehab. Maybe Lindsay Lohan will take her to rehab. But it is all about this distraction and keeping everybody just totally in a fit about things that just don't matter. I mean, I'm driving around. I'm going to get breakfast the other morning. I'm coming home and I'm listening to one of the local stations here in town, and they're talking about the football game with the Oklahoma Sooners over the weekend. I'm thinking, like, who cares? One-dimensional offense. They always lose at the end of the season anyway. And they're upset because the Sooners didn't cover the spread. And they sat for 20 freaking minutes lamenting the fact that the Oklahoma Sooners did not cover the spread. And they lost their $2 bet. It's like, my gosh. Our country is going to hell. And we're worried about the fact that the Sooners didn't cover the spread. But it shows you just how pervasive all of this conditioning and everything is. Here's this, 500 channels, enjoy. Don't pay any attention. And when you do watch the news, it's all utter crap. And you've got many Americans who sit around and think that actually getting news comes from Rush Limbaugh and Hannity. Even though their numbers are starting to drop. Absolute insanity. Chuck in California, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Hi. What's on your mind?
Sure, we can continue where we left off last night.
Okay.
Well, I burned a lot of disc on a video called Pretext for the North American Union.
Right.
And so now I've been playing that in the morning at McDonald's where I have breakfast. And it seems to keep the McDonald's at bay where they're not, you know, saying anything. And so customers will kind of come in and they'll kind of start to watch it. And they'll kind of get glued to it a little bit. And then I'll ask them, you know what this is all about, don't you? And they'll kind of say, no, not really. He says, well, this is about our bush behind our back since 2005 is tearing the United States apart. And there's no longer going to be the United States. It's going to be Canada, United States, and Mexico, one country. And they look at me like, really? You know, and shocked and just can't believe it. And This is somewhere along the line, I said, I'll mention to them if they want a copy, or, man, where can you get a copy of this? I mean, this is, got one right here.
Right.
It is a absolute shocker to everyone that catches on to this.
It is, because, I mean, it's totally 180 degrees different than what they've been told, and some people will be able to accept it, and others won't.
Yep. But I can't believe how many discs I have given out. I mean, they're really wanting it.
Where's this video at? Where can people get it at, Chuck? Do you know?
You can type in North American Union, pretext for North American Union into Google, and there is... I posted on the those videos that are on Google at Pilots for Truth.
Mm-hmm.
But they're on Google. You can type it in. And you can order the DVD, and they'll send it to you for free.
Oh, really? Cool.
Uh-huh. So what I could do is try to look for that address.
I'll find it. It's just Google pretext for North American Union.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'll find it and get it. And, we can Google it, and that'd be something to get out to people.
Mm-hmm.
Just to lay it out.
It's a very good piece. I mean, he did a very good job on it.
Good, good deal.
Now, of course, I had an interesting job to do today.
Okay.
I did a service call to repair just one of thousands of Microsoft server.
Wow.
I went into Microsoft today and repaired just one of the thousands of servers that they have in this room. It's incredible. Absolutely incredible. I mean, I never thought I'd ever walk into a Microsoft room full of servers. I mean, it was unbelievable.
And you didn't take a hatchet or anything in there with you, did you?
No, but let me tell you, you'd walk down one aisle where all the servers are back to back.
Right.
And it would be an absolute oven. And you walk down the other aisle where the servers are front to front, and it's freezing cold.
Right.
So every other aisle was freezing cold, and every other aisle was just freaking hot in the same room. And in that server room, it's like a tornado of air.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I mean, it's just incredible. Just absolutely incredible. But
so Chuck in the belly of the beast today at Microsoft. Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
And I certainly impressed, this IT guy there at Microsoft, because they sent me there with a new motherboard.
Oh, yeah.
But when I get over there...
Chuck, we're on national radio. We can't go in.
Oh, yeah, we don't have time.
Is there a finish to the story?
We can leave it at that. But
okay, all right. Well, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
All right.
Have a good night. Join us next week. Oh, Chuck's a good guy. I like Chuck. There is some good news. Ron Paul has gotten a little mainstream media coverage. This is cool from Wall Street Journal. Mary Jacoby. While both Democrats and Republicans in the presidential race are finding it more difficult to pass the hat as their big donors hit federal giving limits, the trajectory for the Texas Republican keeps climbing. The anti-war libertarian raised more than $3 million in the first quarter. That's up from $2.4 million in the second quarter and $641,000 in the first 3 months of the year. For the 3 months that ended September 30th, Paul outraised old Washington hands like Democrats Senator Chris Dodd of Connecticut, who took in $1.5 million, and Senator Joe Biden of Delaware, who raised just under $2 million. For the year, Paul has collected around $6 million. He remains stuck in national polls at around 5% or less, but I think that number is certainly higher than that. The article says about the same level of support as another Republican dark horse, Mike Huckabee, the former Arkansas governor. So, they're saying in this, she doesn't believe that Huckabee's campaigns raised much more money other than the $766,000 that they had. And there's a bunch of these guys like Huckabee and Brownback and a few others that are going to be close to running out of money. And will they make it to January? I think that's where the race is at right now, is to try to get to those first two or three primaries, and to see you know, how well they do. They're hoping for a miracle is what they're hoping for before these guys start pulling out. I mean, Tommy Thompson finally got smart and pulled out. So that's a good thing there. But yeah, I mean, donations have definitely been up for Ron Paul. Final segment around the corner here on the Midnight Rider. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
You disappear, I stand accused.
final few minutes here on tonight's program here on the Midnight Rider. I'm just so thankful that you guys listen and you tune in every night and that you call. It means the absolute world to me that you guys participate in the chat. Both chats are just so lively, and the people stick around, and I know a lot of you guys get up, be up early in the morning. The fact that you spend the last part of your day with me, it's humbling to me. I'm just a guy in Oklahoma, just trying to do what I can do, just like you guys are. And it's frustrating and it's maddening that we see the rights that are God-given rights that aren't to be taken away, that aren't to be usurped. Our very own legal system and our rules of law state it, but yet it's occurring right before our very eyes. And the vast majority of the people in this country know absolutely nothing about it, don't care to know. It is so frustrating. Catherine in the chat room recommends a book called Unintended Consequences, and I'll probably pick this up, by John Ross. I've been told this is a super book, and Catherine concurs. So something to look at to kind of give you, I guess some a picture of what all this is like and going to be like. Like I said earlier, I never expected, from reading 1984 that this would be where we're at. Where right is wrong and wrong is right and up is down and down is up. It's incredible. Nobody talks, nobody shares, we just don't want to know each other. And that's so sad. The sense of community and that type of thing. But the only place that you find this sense of community anymore is in a retirement home. I'm sorry, but that's the only place you find it. And those people are having a ball. totally oblivious to everything, but they got community there. I used to deliver newspapers years ago to a retirement center. My gosh, those people would be up partying 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. And you're going, my word. Just as long as they take their medicine on time, I guess. This is just something that we're going to have to affect change, folks, and we've got to affect it quickly. I mean, I just can imagine, somebody being at a party one night and saying something out of turn because they're a little loopy, they've had one too many, and their life is over. We've got people being tasered. There's a cop here in Oklahoma City that's on administrative leave right now because he kicked somebody in the head when he had him down trying to put him in cuffs, and then come to find out another complaint against this guy is he's been fabricating evidence to cover his butt through a bunch of this stuff. And it's just, it's not all the cops are like that, but just enough of them are that you just don't know what to expect. I know the guys in our town are pretty good guys because I know most of them personally, and my wife even knows more of them. But it's time to step up. It's time to stop feeding this beast. Find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family, because they are who we're truly fighting to save this country for. Have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye. With